then I turned to face the... yipes. The toothy grins of the cannibal brothers. I took a moment to collect my thoughts and seize a breath of fresh air. Then beamed them a broad, friendly smile that spoke of the brotherhood of all dogs and dog-like creatures. Hey, hi guys. Nice evening, huh? You bet. How's the family? Great. Let me go straight to the point and say that we know nothing about the fabled treasure of the potted chicken. Honest. And since we know nothing about it, it's obvious that we're not out here looking for it. They gave me blank yellow stares. I plunged on. Furthermore, we deny any knowledge of anything. We didn't do it. You can't prove a thing. You have no case. And, well, I guess we'd better be moving along. Drover, start edging back to headquarters. He was gazing at the clouds. What? I said back toward the starting edge of headquarters and hurry before these guys get suspicious. Move! Oh, and try to act normal.
I've been trying all my life.
Good point. Forget normal. Try to act unconcerned, calm, confident. Whistle.
You know, I never could whistle. My sister whistled all the time and I was always jealous.
All right, don't whistle. And I don't care about your sister.
She was the sweetest girl I ever met. How could you not care about her?
Do you want to talk about your sister or live to see another day? Start edging towards headquarters and hum.
Hum?
Yes, Drover, hum.
Oh, I get it now.
He gave me a wink.
Hum, hum, hum. Hum, hummy, humbug. Humly, hummering, hummington. Humblebee, hummeration. Humming, ho-hum.
This seemed to be working. The brothers hadn't moved and were staring at us as though... well, as though they couldn't believe their eyes and ears. That was fine. They were falling right into my trap. I turned and gave them a wave of farewell. Well, guys, see you around. Tell the family hello. Suddenly, and I mean in a flash, they were standing in front of us, bristled up and blocking our path. Snort spoke.
What means all this hum, hummery, humbug stuff?
It means... well, it means that Drover is a happy little dog.
Huh. Rip and Snort not give hoot for happy little dog.
I see. Well, at a deeper level, Snort, the humming symbolizes our feelings of confidence, don't you see? We feel good about who we are, and along those very same lines, we feel good about who you are. Isn't it good that we all feel good about who we are?